We're looking forward to a skating skirmish of ice-crushing intensity as our teams battle it out for pole position.
This week, our teams are going to have to triple salchow their way out of a rather slippery situation. We're asking them to build vehicles that can race around our super slidey ice rink without spinning out of control.
For the first time ever, a team of estate agents. It's Hot Property from Surrey.
Facing the house vendors are Jetpack, a supercharged crew of jet engine enthusiasts from Northamptonshire.
Our teams could be going for a spin in today's challenge, but they might not mean to. They have to rustle up rink racers to race round our arena of ice.
Hot Property! Jetpack! I hope you're not feeling too chilled out, as you're going to have to quite literally slip, slide and slither your way to victory. So be prepared to get your skates on, because we want you to build a grippy, sticky, super cool, rip-roaring ice racer!
Yes!
Oh, yes, but we all know what can happen when you try and cut a dash on the ice. So we don't want any slip-ups. Your racers haven't just got to let rip. They've also got to have plenty of grip.
Hot Property, are you ready to bring down the house?
Yes!
Jetpack, are you ready for takeoff?
Yes!
Wait for it, wait for it! Go!
Giving Jetpack a boost, we have off-road racer Richard Hopkins. But be warned, nobody kicks sand in the face of this man.
And showing wannabe welders Hot Property the lie of the land is Speedway superstar Mike Cookson, a.k.a. Cookie.
OK, we're going to whiten up in ice skating, Cookie. Any ideas?
I think we're going to have to build something that's grippy.
Yeah.
We don't want to be sliding all over the place. We need to be...
So good. How will Hot Property fare when they're not used to lifting anything heavier than a mobile phone? Could this talkative trio of estate agents turn out to be all talk and no spanners?
Ross is quite good. He's a bit of a Dell boy.
Captain Ross can certainly talk the talk.
Delightful property. Loads of potential as well. That's all the rage these days, darling. Cheap as chips, yes.
But will laid-back Craig ever get himself in gear?
Answer the phone and don't do very much else.
I don't think Scott knows the difference between a screwdriver and a spanner.
And if Scott doesn't know his C-spanner from his G-clamp, they could find themselves careering out of the competition.
We are definitely going to win. And even if we don't win, we're going to blame it on market conditions.
Jetpack love to spend all their spare time down in their workshop manufacturing jet engines. The jetpack comprises Captain Ben Jewell, little brother Toby, and their best friend Joe.
Igniters, fan on, gas on.
And they don't just do jets.
We've got plenty of hobbies, mostly to do with flames.
These eccentric eggheads get up to all sorts of wacky wheezes.
Casting of metal and flamethrowers.
Of course, our didgeridoos.
So with Joe helping them out, Jetpack hope to put the jewels on the scrappy crown.
We're the Jetpack, and we're going to didgeridoo it!
Hot Property are looking as if they've bitten off more than they can chew.
We get a motorbike engine and mount it in front of the axle. We bring an A-frame back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what we are the steering wheels, not the driving wheels.
No, these are the driving wheels.
So it will be pulling, not.
No. Yes, it'll be pulling.
It'll pull you.
Yeah.
Hot Property want to race across the ice on a three-wheeled trike. They'll power it with a small motorbike engine placed over the front axle and add a wheel at the back for balance. To give them extra grip, they'll have spiky studs on their wheels, which should stop them slipping and sliding. The spiky wheels and small engine may make their vehicle easy to control on ice, but it means they sacrifice speed and their rink racer could turn out to be an ice plodder.
Are we thinking of ice skates?
The G'd up jetpack just can't wait to get going.
How can you turn on ice?
Well, with blades cutting into
blades.
The ice.
We go with blades.
So, something like motorbike engine.
Okay.
With some sort of ski, blade.
We
want two of them, I think, for that stability.
Twin wheels at the back. Nice.
Twin wheels at the back.
The Jetpack plan to live up to their name. They're going to fit super slithery skates to the front of their machine and plonk a big motorbike engine on the back. It'll power a rear axle fitted with two studded wheels. They're going for a big, fast machine that'll pick up speed on the straight and then skid round bends. But that powerful engine will make their machine difficult to control on ice, and Jetpack could find themselves in a spin. These boys reckon this challenge will be a pushover.
We're on easy street.
But expert Richard is quick to slap down cocky Ben.
That would be easy again.
The race is on. Top of both teams' shopping list is a motorbike. Scott and Craig are lost on the scrap heap. They're looking as useful as a flight of stairs in a bungalow.
We need a motorcycle now.
Motorbike, lawnmower, it's all the same to Scott and Craig.
We've got a ride on lawnmower.
No, we need a motorbike engine.
It's a bike chassis.
No, we want a motorbike out there.
Ross, we've got a boat.
We want a motorbike engine, a real one.
Boat? Yes, that sounds almost like a motorbike. Well, you can see why you'd get confused. It could be a long day for Captain Ross. Time for some one-to-one scavenging tuition.
Okay. And we need some steel.
Need an engine.
Jetpacks certainly know a two-wheeler when they see one.
Found a small motorbike.
Richard doesn't seem to like scooters, and Captain Ben is starting to look alarmed at his new colleague's approach to the job. The scooters are right off, but Joe spotted a replacement. It looks bigger, but not big enough for Richard.
Go find someone else.
Whoa, it's a four-cylinder, four-stroke.
Here we go.
Surely this will put a smile on Richard's face.
We want to find just something that'll go between there and there.
Richard's off again, and Captain Ben just can't hold back any longer.
Mind you, don't crack all the
hold on, because all my fuses will explode.
Just put a... Don't matter about the fuses.
It does, because half of them are electronic ignition.
Captain Ben obviously likes things to be neat and ordered, and definitely prefers to do things properly, which certainly doesn't mean using bolts for fuses.
We'll get it going.
Ah, I found a mini.
Oh, well done.
Craig and Scott are getting desperate. With no motorbike in sight, they reckon this mini is the next best thing. The engine is far bigger than their expert wanted, but they want to prove to Captain Ross that they're not entirely useless.
Bring it back then.
Oh, this is a bit quick, guys. Are you going to use this?
Oh, yes.
That's very sudden. Because this is quite exciting. We've never had the state agent for one. Because I'm just wondering, as I wander it down, how you would describe the scrapyard. Well, it's tree line, south-facing hill.
Potential.
You just say potential.
Potential.
Yeah. Potential for what? We don't know.
And so is this.
It's got a lot of potential. Well, we might be able to tip it over and drive it back. 3, 2, 1, give it a shot.
Right.
Nice and gentle. Oh, lovely. Oh, beautiful. Oh, that's a classic. British classic, isn't it?
Ready?
They've realised that engine is too big, but they're cutting out the wheel drives that can be used to steer their ice trike. But now that's done, all Captain Ross can do is watch and wait.
I've got little bolts. Where's the... We want the other positive lead.
All right, Jetpack boys, how's it all going?
Well, we got ourselves a bike, ourselves an engine.
So come on, talk me through your design. What's your basic idea?
To have engine sitting behind us, driving two studded wheels. Skis on the front to steer with, and that is it.
Excellent. So how are you going to do your studded tyres? Going to like football studs? Or
no, one wheel, and the intention is to go 45 degrees across like that.
It's like a half a chevron.
Yes.
Lovely.
Like one of them.
So that's how that's gripping.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you reckon to your expert then? Has he been useful?
A bit destructive, but a useful guy. Thanks. He's done that to our fuse box. I've had to replace our fuses with nuts because he got straight in there.
So you're a little bit annoyed with him for that?
No, I'm cool. We're not under pressure yet. We're not under pressure yet.
2 hours have passed, but Captain Ross can't do anything except twiddle his thumbs and wonder what Craig and Scott are up to. They seem to have given up finding a bike and have tracked down some metal for their chassis. It's supposed to be lightweight, but they've set their sights on the biggest section of steel in the yard, and they're sure making a big deal of scavenging it.
Richard, do you want to wallow in other people's despair? They're stuck. They're very, very stuck. They think with their pens, you see.
Yeah, but you're beating your words if they beat you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
This week's judge knows all about racing on the slippery stuff. He's Ice Speedway ace Graham Jury.
Yeah, what about the 2D designs, I mean, the jetpack design, I'm not really up to speed with what they're doing at the moment.
I'm disappointed in jetpack because basically it won't work.
That's quite a good reason to be disappointed.
Yeah, their design with the skis on the front is a ridiculous idea. There's not going to be enough friction on the front end of the machine while it goes around the corner.
Right.
And what they're saying is that they're going to be sitting over the front of the ski.
Right.
But I think what they gain by sitting on the front, they're then going to lose at the
on
back.
The traction at the back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
Now, with the hot property team, their expert, Cookie, he hasn't convinced me that three wheels is the best.
Right.
In my opinion, it's either two wheels or four wheels.
Right.
I think both of them have got some severe design problems,
right.
And I'm hoping as they progress during the day, they will see their errors of ways,
yeah,
and maybe change the design somewhat.
Starting.
Despite the hammering their fuse box took from expert Richard, these jet jockeys have got their engine working. Captain Ben is now fretting that his build area isn't neat and tidy, so he's ordered that unwanted junk be jettisoned.
Oh, into the other sea!
Yeah, take care of that.
Next door, shamefaced Captain Ross seems embarrassed by his team's sorry scavenging efforts.
How are you doing?
It's a bit quiet in here.
I think they're sitting there doing nothing, basically.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
a donut
they
around the back of
they're
the
going to have, a severe telling off when they get back, aren't they?
If they get back, yeah.
I think so.
Goodness me. Oh, well, I bet. Because normally I would say, I better let you get on, guys, because you've got a lot to do, which you have.
Yes.
You've got nothing to do.
But
no.
What we're tending to do is
do that, some thumb twiddling.
Yeah. We're just going to lay it on
you
the
you could
floor.
Lay it out so it looks like it's
yeah
happening, couldn't you? Well, it more or less
yeah
is now. So how will you actually, will you steer it with a steering wheel or will
yeah
you have, like, handlebars?
Handlebars, we think, don't we?
We're going to join this together, drive the wheels with an engine, and steer it with a pair of handlebars.
Right. What's the most important thing you need, first of all, then, is it?
Well, we need a motorbike.
I've got a feeling this could be a motorbike quite close.
There's a motorbike right in front of their noses, but the scavengers haven't spotted it.
Look, there is a motorbike right out there, like, literally outside the gate.
Have we got an engine in that one?
In what?
In that
red,
one?
There's a red one right
no,
down,
red
down
one
the corner here. Zip out there and get it. I won't tell anyone.
Oh, there's a motorbike there!
No, there.
Look. Red, what?
Hot property are obviously not used to physical exertion, but personally, I just can't bear to see estate agents struggling.
If you need a man, call me.
We know where you are.
Right.
I'll give you a shout.
So, no thanks to his scavengers, Captain Ross has something decent to power his ice trike.
Yes! Off it goes! Right.
Over in the jetpack pad, there's a clash of cultures as Cavalier expert Richard crosses swords with prim and proper Captain Ben.
Put the original cable from the original twist grip from there onto there.
That's exactly what I said right at the start, only I said about using that cable and that cable.
I don't care which cable you use.
All this over how to route a clutch cable.
Our team certainly seem to have broken the ice, but who will prove to be all talk and no traction? Don't slip away. Join us after the break! Wannabe mechanics Hot Property are on a very steep learning curve. Their plan is to make a trike with spiked wheels to race on our ice rink. But they just haven't got the hang of the scrap heap routine, and their sorry attempts at scavenging aren't winning expert Cookie's approval.
No. We're building a racer, not the fourth bridge.
Next door, with an approving roar from Concord.
Hail the great Concord.
Jetpack have got off to a superb start and have everything they need to make their ice racer. Engine, skates, wheels, and a sawn-off baker's bread bin to sit on. But tensions have been rising, and so far, Maverick expert Richard has been doing more destruction than construction.
Well, just get a grinder and chop
that's
it
up. Thinking. We'll be looking.
Careful
at
Captain Ben isn't happy with the expert's over-eager approach. And alarmingly, Richard's influence seems to be spreading to the rest of the jets. Rain has dampened everyone's enthusiasm, but Jetpack's air is turbocharged for tension as Ben and Richard launch into an argument.
We're cutting a lot of bar.
The other way is to just weld loads of them on there like that.
It's a long process to do this,
right,
and we don't have time.
This is quicker than taking the tyres off and putting studs in that we know will break and won't wear.
When it comes to gripping, Captain Ben is sticking up for spikes, but Richard reckons they'll simply snap off. Richard wants to weld threaded bolts across the wheels in a chevron pattern. The chevrons will mimic the thread of tractor tyres, and the angle will allow them to bite into the ice. But they need to be careful. The chevrons must run in opposite directions on each wheel. If they run the same way, they'll act like a corkscrew, sending them skidding sideways. Reluctantly, Ben gets his head down and starts on the chevrons.
Yeah, you've got me.
Back on the heap, the property floggers have been ordered out to scour for steel, and they're scared to go back empty-handed. Time for a lesson in scrap viewing.
What is it you're looking for?
We need another piece of steel to make the frame.
Well, like
heavy-duty steel to hold all the weight.
Because I've worked around here for years, haven't I? Well, there's this bit in here, look. And then I noticed another bit. If you need any box section, you see up on the top there. Do you need more of that stuff?
Yeah, we need loads.
Guys, there's another bit over here. Is it the right sort of thing?
You can take off what you need.
It might cheer Cookie up a bit.
Boys, look what I got.
Our scrap heap student Ross has turned out to be a welding wonder and makes a start on their front axle.
That baby's going to go on there.
No.
In no time, they've joined those mini wheel drives together to form an axle, and now they can start on their chassis.
How far are we going to come about here?
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hours, lovely construction time remaining, teams, thank you.
Go, boys, go.
The turbo techies have started working on their steering, attaching handlebars to their breadwin cockpit and sharpening their skates. Using skates to steer is a novel approach, but riskier than more conventional spiked front wheels. Jetpack hope that angling their handlebars will mean their skates will dig into the ice. But it's a risky strategy. The speed they'll get from their skates could be at the expense of cornering ability.
So from the point of view of just sort of sheer driving traction to actually get them moving forward, who's got the advantage of that?
Hot property. The reason why hot property has, in my opinion, is because of the size of the engine. The hot property have got a 250 machine,
right,
where the jetpack's got a 750. If a little engine's pulling a lot of weight, it'll give it more traction, it'll give it more torque.
Right.
With a jetpack, they've got too powerful of an engine, and yeah, I think they're going to spin.
How are they going to handle, do you think? The hot property one first. What are they going
to... Well, with the hot property, the problem they're going to have is they've gone far too long of a wheelbase. They'll have no problem with the front, but yeah, I think the back end, the centrifugal force,
right,
will throw it outwards,
right,
and that's when it's going to start catching the objects.
Yeah.
Wheelbase is the distance between the middle of the back wheel and the middle of the front wheel. A short wheelbase vehicle can take tight corners, but it's more likely to skid off the ice. A long wheelbase, such as hot properties, provides lots of stability, but increases the turning circle, so the chances of them making it through our slalom without hitting anything would be quite slim.
The estate agent's chassis is almost complete, but it's still two wheels short of becoming a spiky tricycle.
The Morris 1000 out there, we need the wheels off that.
Morris 1000 wheels would not only fit perfectly on the mini wheel hubs, they're also narrow, so they'll dig into the ice and increase traction. The hunt is on for a Moggy 1000.
Ross, is Cookie having a giraffe?
He wants to know if there's a Morris 1000 out there for the wheels.
I can see one down here, it's on top of the pile.
Are we going up there?
What are the chances of our dynamic duo wrangling up some wheels? Wheels. Now, where might they be? They're on a roll and out to prove that estate agents can cut the scrap heap mustard.
Where are you?
Need another one of them then?
Yeah. Well done, that man. Well, I found it.
Well done.
Thank you. Teamwork.
Team effort, eh?
Time to roll those wheels back for a right good spiking.
But ignoring spikes in favour of chevrons is Team Jetpack with their low slung super skater.
Is it laid out as it's going to be at the moment?
This is
the
one.
Yeah.
It looks like that. Well, that's quite fun.
And you drive like this.
And you've got this enormous engine right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
But can you steer on it? Is it going to be, like, not skis? What are they called? Skates.
Special made blades.
Wow. And they're kind of they'll cut into that ice.
That's it.
Well, you don't want to get your fingers under that when
you're
going
along. All
they
do is go.
So they're like that and there.
Yeah.
That looks like that'll work.
That's it.
Skates lie at the heart of Jetpack's design. Ice skaters move forward by gliding on one skate while digging into the ice and pushing off from the other one. Jetpack are adapting their steering system by adjusting the angle of the handlebars, known as the rake angle, so that when they turn, the skates actually lean in one direction or the other. They hope that this will allow the skates to dig into the ice, pushing them round corners. But if it doesn't work, there'll be no turning back.
Sprocket.
But there won't be a machine to steer if they don't get that rear end assembled.
No, it might match the sprocket.
Richard's taking his usual boisterous approach to fabricating that rear axle.
Yeah.
I need a miracle.
No.
While Captain Ben seems right at home with intricate electronic jiggery-pokery.
We don't want the browns, we certainly don't want the greens, and we don't need the blue and white.
He wants to make a start switch, but speed freak Richard wants him to make an accelerator first.
All you've got to do is stop, put a split pin in a hole between the wires and you pull it out.
Ah, hot property. How's it all going?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. Okay. So, what have we got here? Talk me through your design.
This is our three-wheeled machine. We're going to mount an engine at the front there with the steering gear, so it's going to be front-wheel drive.
It's quite unusual, isn't it, having a trike-shaped machine but putting your engine
backwards?
Yeah, backwards.
Yeah.
What made you decide to do that?
Cookie.
Yeah. The engine is in front of the front axle, which will give it a lot of weight over the drive wheels.
It's going to weigh the machine down, so it grips into the ice and pulls it forward.
To get that traction going through. Okay, now, I don't want to nitpick, but you've had quite a lot of time and you haven't actually got that much here. Why is it taking you so long to get this far?
We've been having dreadful trouble finding parts. We've had awful trouble finding these 14-inch wheels for a start.
Craig, you're looking quite embarrassed about this.
I am.
Yes.
God.
A storm is brewing and the atmosphere is turning electric.
I've got the wiring up and I've got to extend the wires for the start switch.
Don't worry about it. The time it takes for you to do the start button, don't worry about it.
Richard, now you're missing the point.
There's a whole bunch of wires.
No, you're missing the point.
Halfway down the loop.
Listen.
Snip through.
You can do what you want, but I'm giving you some advice. And my advice is to do the accelerator. And then we can put in a posh switch for the ignition.
I'm not interested in the posh switch.
What I'm telling you is the time it'll take you to go through there to find out which wire's which.
It's no time, it's done. It took all of 2 minutes.
So you've already done it.
It's done.
As the skies open, will Jetpack be able to bury their differences and get back on track? Or will hot property rain on their parade? Find out after the break.
It's wet.
Our teams have to turn out racers to rip round our icy arena, but they'll have to work on how to get enough grip and be able to steer on this slippery surface.
Despite a dismal start from hot property,
I want to find a car and kick it.
The estate agents are performing like a well-oiled sales team.
It's too tight.
Happy now?
Yes.
Good.
Jetpack are bodging together an unlikely combination of skates up front and chevron wheels at the back to run their super skater.
Hey, his welt's not going to break, is it?
But if they can't put aside their differences, they could face meltdown.
He tends to be very destructive.
He's set on his ways.
He lacks a bit in the communication.
He's learning.
They can only get better.
I wouldn't count on that, Ben. Richard's just noticed that the chevrons have been welded the wrong way round.
Whoa, we've got a problem, yeah?
What?
You've done the wheels the same.
Well, you've got two choices. You either run with it or you wait for it to be done again.
No, I can't. I have to do it again. We can't do nothing with it. I can't turn the wheel around. I can't do nothing.
It's got to be changed.
That's right. It's got to be done again then.
Righto. Yeah.
So Richard sets about undoing Ben's big boob.
What we've got to start on now is banding these wheels, I think.
Yes.
That's 20.
Hot property are a team on 20. Fire. They're now making grippy wheels by firing nails into steel, which will be wrapped around their wheel rims. Scavenger Scott has finally earned his spurs and even been trusted with a power tool.
How's it all going?
It's not going well, Lisa. It's not going well at all.
Do you know why those delays have happened?
No complications. I haven't welded the
struts on one of our wheels properly.
So the struts on the wheels, you mean the grippy chevrons?
Grippy grippy chevrons should have gone the other way, and I just copied in my haste, copied the first wheel I did.
Was it a case of more haste, less speed and all that?
Yes, it was raining, I was young, I didn't know what I was doing.
We all do the impetuous things of youth. But it's very honest of you to own up to that.
Yes.
Okay, so let's have a look at the actual kind of geography of your racer. We've got your engine here.
Yep.
You're facing
that way.
Sitting on the bucket at the front.
So you're sitting at the front. You've got your still got your ice.
Robbing engine behind you.
Your thingies.
Your ice skates at the front. Steering with your handlebars.
Yep. The way that works pure is the skate digs in when it turns.
Right.
And then if that works a little bit, you open the throttle, spin the wheels, and then all pictures go sideways. Yeah.
Joe and Richard are sorting out Captain Ben's Chevron catastrophe and can't wait to tell him so.
Fine, I'm done. I've repaired your damage for you.
Good.
Hot Property are forging ahead with their low-slung three-wheeler.
I don't think we need to worry too much about chain alignment.
Finally, they found a use for Craig.
I want to build something.
This way around here.
Yeah. But it's not all plain sailing. The house seller's steering system is displaying teething troubles. A little hint, Ross. The wheel should turn in the same direction as the handlebars. But Captain Ross is on top of it, and soon they're right back on track.
Very good as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
What do you think?
That's proper steering.
Yeah.
That looks very, very impressive. So all the controls will be as a motorbike. You'll have a twist grip throttle clutch there. Is that the same drive off the motorbike?
Yeah, that's the back sprockets off the motorbike.
Right. And the engine runs, doesn't it? You've had it running.
Yeah, we've had it going.
Because that's seen as a big advantage, smaller engine. Yeah. Big thumbs up from the judge.
I don't think we need mega power.
No.
We need drivability.
Yeah. So what else is there to do?
Put the bands around the wheels. We've got to put the clutch lever on, the throttle on.
They've caught up, haven't they, Cookies? You were very sad this morning.
I was getting a bit fed up this morning, but...
But they found the stuff and they came out and they...
They're feeling a lot better now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. So, Ross, can you just show us how you get there? I mean, what position you'll be in?
We're going to be in here.
Right.
The back's going to be a little bit lower, obviously.
So the floor will be on that?
The floor is going to be up on that.
Right.
So we're going to be sort of back.
Oh, kneeling.
kneeling.
Yeah.
Up there.
Right.
Like that.
Right, look at that! That's what we need!
Well done, mate.
Even Ben has to admit Richard has a way with wheels.
Showing off now.
I have to say, Graham, I'm really impressed with Hot Property's machine. I thought it looked absolutely amazing.
From the outset, I've always said it's getting the traction on the ice.
Yeah.
I like the configuration that they've done. I think it's got a lot of potential. I think they've worked miracles in the last hour or so.
Yeah, they've done a lot.
But I'm so impressed with the spikes, the way that they're going to dig in the ice.
Yeah.
I think Jetpack... Really? Rubber cat now. Their traction will be non-existent.
You just think
they're going to stand still.
Really? You don't think they'll even get to move along?
No, I don't.
Wow. Is that bad?
It's worse than that. Everything they've done's wrong. They've got the size of the engines wrong.
Yeah. They've got a steering system,
which is a complete and utter disaster.
So you still think that is? You don't think they've made that?
That's not going to work.
Right. I mean, what about the tactics, say, of the jetpack? What should they try and do?
Not tune up.
But the Jets may have an ace in their pack.
What about them?
Their welding changed their chevrons for extra traction.
It's mad, it's violent. Do it.
Ben seems to have finally come round to Richard's way of working, and for once the Jets are flying in a tight formation.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour of construction. One. Just one. Thank you.
An hour? No. Oh, you're joking.
No. Jetpack have gone into overdrive. They're fitting up a frame to join the engine and chassis together.
I mean, it's a completely unique vehicle to drive. No, I don't think anybody's ever sat in a bread bin before, really, and steered some skis.
I don't think anyone ever will.
Looks like a Formula One car.
It does look like a Formula One car. It's absolutely phenomenal.
That's it. It's a Formula One car with a bread bin on the front.
It's all very solid. I'm really worried, guys. I've just been talking to the judge, and he's... He's very concerned about your traction.
Yeah, and at the last minute, we put these little things on that he didn't
right.
see.
Ah, so he might not have seen those.
So they're all leaning forward, and they're chains, and they're all grooved. I think the judge is worried about our weight on the back.
Oh, yes.
But we've got
this
RSJ there.
All right, you're going to put that there?
Yeah.
I think his main worries were the engine's too big, the weight's all at the front.
How could an engine be too big?
No such thing. Is
it, I mean, that's the thing. He was a bit cruel about you guys, which I thought was...
Yeah.
You know, I felt very defensive for you. You know, because he said, the engine's too big, there's no traction, you can't steer it, and you shouldn't bother turning up.
Can he ice skate?
Yeah, I think he probably can.
Can he?
I think he's actually quite good on ice.
Mm.
Ice is his...
Is it?
It's his thing.
Ice is his thing.
Oh, no. In the estate agent's workshop, ever-keen Craig has sneaked in to do a spot of grinding. But pretty soon, grinding turns into grovelling.
What's that?
I need to come clean.
What's that?
I grinded into the frame.
You'll just have to ask Ross to weld it up again.
I will, won't I?
Poor Craig obviously can't be trusted with a power tool, so Ross relegates him to the riveting task of pushing lots of little nails through lots of little holes.
I found my skill at last.
Don't tell him.
No, we won't tell him how bad it looks.
Okay. Do you want to put Scotty
Hot
in
Hot Property there? Will race in a kneeling position, and Cook is about to get a jump start.
It could have been hot.
And over the wall, Jetpack finally attached those controversial ice skates to their flying bread fin.
Hello.
How's it all going? Ah, it looks like a studded wheel to me.
It's a collar for a very large Rottweiler.
Yeah. Is this all nearly ready to go? Is it done?
Nearly ready to fit to the wheel.
Spikes on.
Individually.
You've got a weld on individually?
Yes.
But with Super Welder here, we'll be all right.
Yeah, we should be all right.
Super Welder! We need to get you a special superhero costume for that.
Definitely.
And maybe some pants to wear outside your tights. Yeah. Do you want to show me where that goes on the rest of your machine?
So this is, with all the spikes, obviously,
mm-hmm.
It's just going to slot onto here. And then there'll be two on the front as well.
So we're going to have the spiky wheel you've just shown me here.
Yeah.
And then two more identical ones at the front.
Two identical ones at the front.
Are they made yet? Have you still got to make those?
Got one left to do.
Okay. And have you done the welding on the other one?
No. Off you go then, Ross.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
What?
Off you go then.
I'm welding, am I?
Yeah, you're welding. Yeah.
I'll weld then.
I've seen how good your welding is. It's going to be spikes all over.
Very spiky.
Like a veritable hedgehog.
As the clock ticks away, Hot Property are adding the all-important fixtures and fittings to their Bijou racer.
Come on, Craig, let's make it into it.
While Jetpack throw out some afterburn, making good their welds and adding a nice comfy seat.
Don't stop, it's not off!
I know it's not, man!
Okay, teams, freeze! Hands up! Time's up. We're going to put your projects on ice until the morning.
Have a cosy night in, because tomorrow you're going to have a rather chilly reception at our rinky-dink ice rink.
Hooray! That's it, lads. Well done.
With those scary, spiky wheels, Hot Property's traction trike could be king of the corners, but that lightweight engine could lose them speed on the straights. And there's a distinct question mark over Jetpack's chevron wheels. Will they stick or spin? Join us after the break.
This is where the Wheeler Dealer Househawkers are going to take on a team of turbocharged techies in our Sub-Zero Slippery Slugout. And if the teams want to skate through to the next round, they'll have to stay cool, calm and calculated to stay on track.
Our ice racers will have to prove they can be cool under pressure in our first round speed trial. We'll then test their steering and agility in our slippery slalom course. And finally, all four team members will contend in our sprint relay race to see who'll be our chilly champions. Each team has an hour of tinkering time, so they'll be hot to trot in this rather cold climate.
We're still on it.
Jetpack are finally adding the start switch that caused such ructions between Ben and Richard yesterday.
Red and green.
Yeah.
Red and yellow.
Okay, morning, Jetpack.
Hello.
Good morning.
So you bothered turning up then?
Oh, I
After what the judge said about your machine, do you think your steering's going to be all right?
What we've done is we've changed it. So when you turn the steering around, they go over like that.
And the skate will dig in and push you around the other way.
We hope.
Well, look, I'm going to leave you to finish tinkering. What have you got left to do? I can see you've put some guards on, obviously, for safety's sake.
Have you noticed it's got foot pegs on it by here?
It's got here.
If we do have a weight problem, we need some volunteers to go on the back.
Yeah. I'm your girl. No problem at all. Taxi for Rogers. Hello. Yeah.
Hot Property have found time to add safety guards to help save them from those lethal spikes.
That looks like it's going to... They do look like they're going to grip pretty well, I think, don't they? Can you adopt a driver position, Scott? Can you show us how you go?
I can indeed.
It's unusual, isn't it?
Very.
So, yeah, you got good visibility then, because that was a slight concern when I first saw it. I thought, God, how are you going to see with that thing?
No, the way we're sitting, we're going to see over that.
Have you got a name for it?
We've got a name for it. We've called it Dangerous.
You could call it Safety, though, now, because it's all got barriers and mud guards and everything. Well, ice guards.
It's a lot safer than it was.
It is safer, but I suppose those are still pretty lethal, the wheels.
The first round promises to be truly gripping. Three laps around the rink against the clock. Hot Property are hoping their spikes will do the job. The problem is, even with good traction, their lightweight engine could mean they're all grip and no grunt.
Hot Property, it's time to get a grip on our super slippy surface. On the sound of the hooter, pelt till you melt.
That's a better start than I anticipated. Yeah. He's in control around the corners.
Steering really well, isn't it?
It's certainly cornering well, but Ross's teammates are gesticulating wildly. They want him to go even faster. But does he have any more oomph? The spiky wheels are gripping well, but will that puny engine match up to Jetpack's monster motor?
Well done. Well done, Ross.
Woo. And at the pole for the pack, it's Rowdy Richard.
This is where I could be eating my tin hat.
Absolutely.
It is my opinion. It's not going to work.
Jetpack, can you conquer the cold stuff, or are you full of hot air? On the sound of the hooter, blast off.
It's crunch time. Will those skates dig in and drive him round the bend? Yes, the skates are steering, and those chevron rear wheels are sliding super slickly round the corners.
Look at this. That's the way. He's making me eat my words.
He's getting loads of revs from that big chunky engine. This could be a very fast time. But the jetpack racer is losing speed. Richard looks sick as a parrot.
Lisa to Robert, do you read me over?
Reading you loud and clear. What's the situation?
Well, I think the chain came loose. It's not actually broken, but it's just come loose. So they're going to go and try and repair it right now.
Just put the chain on and go back.
It's a quick fix from the jetpack ground crew, but the clock is still ticking. Richard needs to get some extra grunt from that beefy engine and make up some lost time.
Yeah? I'll have to get you some sauce for your hat.
Yes, indeed.
Despite a fast and furious start, the breakdown has left Jetpack trailing in Hot Property slipstream, but by just 21 seconds. In round two, our teams must tackle a slalom course. Their elected driver must go through five numbered gates in the correct order. They'll be against the clock, but this round will really test their manoeuvrability.
Hot Property, on the sound of the hooter, lights, camera, traction!
Scott's proving that while scavenging wasn't his greatest skill, he's certainly no pushover in the driver's seat. He's now through gate two. They might not be as fast as Jetpack on the straight, but their control and manoeuvrability is amazing.
Very, very well.
He takes gate four. Now five, and he's heading for home.
Very well. That was a very good round. Excellent round. That was.
Who says estate agents are cocky?
Jetpack, on the sound of the horn, starts slip sliding away.
It's Joe in the hot seat, and he's off to a fast start. Gate number one, no problemo. That machine has remarkable steering. The skates are digging in, and he's skidding the back wheels to turn in a tight circle and take gate two.
That's really good.
Very nice.
He's lost control. He stalled it. Ah. He's lost time, but yes, he's got it going. He's heading for gate four and onto gate five. He's fast, but can he possibly beat Hot Property's time now? It's a final burn down the home stretch. The skid and stall have cost them vital seconds, and overall, the estate agents are in the lead by 37 seconds. Next, it's our ice rink relay, where everyone's skills come into play. The best cumulative time will win, so Jetpack are still in with a chance of victory if they do well in this round.
Hot Property, on the sound of the hooter, slice the ice!
Hot Property seem determined to sit on their slim lead. Scott's avoiding any slip-ups by ambling around the rink. And it's a slow changeover to Cookie, who also seems to be taking it very easy.
That machine is capable of going a lot faster.
Cookie's chugging along. And Cookie's even taking time out to give Ross some tips.
Yeah, just let it rev out.
Boy racer Ross is going so slowly his visor is steamed up.
He can't see where he's going at all. Oh my goodness.
It's even more steady as she goes, but the cautious estate agent's safe as houses strategy could come back to haunt them.
He really should change up. I think he's a bit stupid to actually change gear on the ice.
It could be the world's slowest ever ice relay, but will it be just enough to blow away the jetpack?
It's make or break for Jetpack. They've got the fastest machine, but have been hampered by mechanical problems. But they could still steal a victory from under the noses of Hot Property.
OK, Jetpack, on the sound of the hooter, blast off!
Toby roars away. They've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and he's hurtling round the rink.
Open her up! Come on!
This is shaping up as a really fast lap. Next up, Captain Ben.
Come on, man! Come on.
It's looking like another rapid round the rink. And following another quick driver change, it's Joe. It looks like the fastest round yet.
Oh, he's giving it a bit of welly now.
Yes, he's doing well. Whoa. In control, yes, excellent. Very close, gotta be very close.
Yeah.
There can't be much between the two teams now. It's all down to Richard, and it's now or never. Richard's putting on an impressive show, but these pirouettes have cost vital seconds and spun Jetpack out of the competition.
You know what Richard's motto is?
No.
I talk slow, I build slow, but I don't drive slow.
He proved that in that one, didn't he? He did indeed.
And following Jetpack's balletic conclusion to their scrap heap contest, the winners are Hot Property. Yes. Well done. Well done.
There's only one thing to do at a time like that, and that's to have champagne on ice. So there you go. Well done, guys. Commiserations, guys. You did incredibly well. Oh, lovely. And if that sent a shiver down your spine, join us next week for more sizzling scrap heap skirmishes.